is for champagne. Listeners, don't judge me. It's the holidays.
Well, Tang, you want to go ahead and hit us with some news?
Well, the sports has been part of the news this week because, as we all know, it's been a real slow week in the entertainment news. We're not really into the messy news, and that was the biggest news. Oh, Marion dropping his boy Tez on his birthday. It's a shame. It's a shame in entertainment news that this is the biggest story.
Do your thing, O.
Do your thing, O. O said he wasn't faded. None of this. All this was weeks in the making. On his birthday, he going to wait till then. Now, Jay is the king of Pettyville, right? Are we all agreeing to that?
Yeah, I would agree.
This was a Jay Pesci move off the top. On your birthday. Ain't nothing wrong. I don't mean nothing by it, but I'm just going to listen. We're just going to do it on your birthday.
Jay Boog, Pretty Ricky off of Jay Boog's spot. He just want to dance. He just want to dance and get a check because he can't sing.
Right.
So he don't brag.
Well, Marion is not playing with us. Because they said they'll get a back. One thing about it, we've all been noticing it has been a resurgence with a lot of these throwback groups. And now we're getting to the point where they throw back. So, that's.
The bag
right.
Definitely got
messed up. Yeah, the bag was affected.
Most definitely. I loved every minute of it, though. I loved every minute of it.
I was like, well, look at O. Look at O. O's not playing.
Strategic.
But with the holidays coming up, there's a couple of little albums y'all need to be listening to over the holidays. Be on the lookout for Fab dropping. Tomorrow at midnight, that one is going to shake the streets up, so you'll probably get it, like I said, tomorrow at midnight on your streaming platforms.
Is that who?
Fabulous.
So we can listen to Fabulous again. We ain't canceling him like R. Kelly since he knocked out our two front teeth, which is since she forgave him, we got to forgive him too.
That's a great question. Now, Tamika, that's a great question. I missed him when we got rid of him, so I guess I'm still fair checking for him. I remember the incident that you brought that up, but I didn't know he got dismissed.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they got married. It took him to knock out her teeth and charges, and he married her.
Yeah, I felt she was still with it, and she's not one of them. I mean, hey, you know, R. Kelly is peeing on girls and messing with kids. he had to get counseled. Now, he knocked your teeth out, and you go back with him. That ain't my business.
I think Fabulous is one of the most underrated lyrical artists of all time. I think if she forgave him and married him, I don't want to abolish him like at this moment.
I mean, I had to ask because how long ago was it that Chris hit Rihanna in the Lambo, and every time he make a new song, somebody remind him of when the time he hit her in the Lambo. They'll never let that die down.
But I'm rocking with Chris Brown. You're right. They're gonna hold on to that Lambo, but I rocks with a Chris Brown.
Chris Brown just dropped a new album 3 years after he just beat the brakes off of Rihanna in the Lambo. That man can't
they're gonna, do that. They're going to, unfortunately, it's going to
happen. They remind him of Rihanna every other day, bro.
They're not going to let it. Long as she's big, if she falls off, he's still going to be reminded. And as long as he's up, he's going to be. It's like Ike Turner. Ike Turner would never shake whooping on anime.
Yeah.
That'll never go away. Nothing he can do.